Blog Talk Radio.
That one is called Rocks and Rainbows by Gitav Milan. I like pulling out one since Gary is our rock guy here today. We're rocking along on Psychics Gone Wild. We've got Bonnie and Gary with us today, and I'm Casey hosting here, just filling in a little bit for those who cannot be here. So in case you were wondering, that's it. I'm the pinch-hitting batter today. So Gary and Bonnie, have I got you guys?
You got
us. You do.
All righty.
I guess.
This time I'm not going to mess up. Bonnie, I'm going to have you tell us how to get a hold of you, and then I'll have Gary tell us how to get a hold of him. So Bonnie gets to start out today.
Oh, thank you. I so appreciate it. Girls first sometimes, right? I'm not a gender person, but that's good. I'm glad I get to go first today. My birthday was yesterday, so that, you know, I'll take the lead. If you need to get a hold of me, I have several ways. I am a romance and relationship life coach, and I'm an RN, I'm an LNC, and I'm intuitive. So I combine all of those, and I am excellent at understanding and helping with all life's little problems. And I do all kinds of, I do grief counseling. I also do interim kids that can't find their way after high school. I even have until 28 because they can't find their way after their professional school either. So I'm really excellent at listening, and I'm excellent at helping you and giving advice. And I am also intuitive. So you can get a hold of me at my web page, which is Bonnie Albers, all small case letters, .com. and you can get a hold of me and you can make an appointment on my website. All my paperwork is there. Or you can call me at 407-221-2007, and that is my phone number, and you can leave a message, and I will get back to you. But anything you need to find out about me, my bio, or anything that I do is on my webpage. So thank you. I'm handing it to you, Kelly.
All righty. Well, I'm handing it right on to Gary, and he can tell us how to get a hold of him.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say hello to both you ladies, you fine ladies. Love both of you.
Aw, thank you.
In a way, you're right.
It's always cool to work with you, Gary.
Well, I think if women went first in the world a little bit more, we probably wouldn't have such a screwed up world, personally. But so I have a lot of respect for the feminine energy. And having grown up with six brothers, I know what masculine energy can do on the good side and on the stupid side. That said.
We love him, Kelly, don't we?
Yeah. That said, my name is Gary Wimmer, and you can find out about me by either going to Psychics Gone Wild, going down to Gary Wimmer, or you can Google GARYWIMMER, and you'll find me, or go to GaryWimmer.com/psychic. A lot of information there about what I do and my psychic work. I've written two books. One of them called The Second Eternity, about a near-death experience I had in 1977, complete with all the official police records and all sorts of information. And then I wrote a book about three years ago, I released my first book called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And it's a method of psychic divination I learned in the 1980s. That became my main method. I started giving readings back in the early 70s. And so that's pretty much my history. And you can find more about it by just going to GaryWimmer.com. So, again, welcome to you ladies and welcome to you listeners. And thank God we got some rain in Texas. Yippee!
Wow, alrighty.
We're happy for you, Gary. We're happy for you. Take some of ours.
I think the East Coast is happy to share. I think the East Coast is being hit with rain, and they wanted sunshine. So maybe you can send some of that Texas sunshine their way, and they can send some rain to you guys.
I think it's kind of interesting that one of our biggest challenges in the future is going to be water. And here we have a planet with 3/5 water, and it's going to be a big challenge because Earth is changing, cycles are changing, and all this sort of thing. And I think desalinization is going to be a big industry in the future. I really do. Because if we can desalinate water and we could feed the world, you know, it's that easy.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my water story of the day.
I love that.
Actually, I was gonna add to your water story and say, do you guys remember watching Dune? It's like, I'm talking the old Dune, the good one where Patrick Stewart played as Gurney Halleck. It's like, oh man, that was back probably in the 70s or 80s, and it's like that was a planet without water, and water was their most precious resource. It's like when you said that, I thought Dune.
Well, you know what? Because I'm a nurse and because I have to throw this in, now that we have water stories, our body's made up of 80% water. So if the water dries up, so do we, guys.
and as long as we're asking here, let's ask the particulars, because I know, I remember a long time ago back in Wyoming, I know at altitude, people are supposed to drink, especially women, like 3 quarts of water a day. And if you don't, you're dehydrated. So it's like at other altitudes and other elevations, like, you know, hot and cold, it's like, is that kind of a good rule of thumb for everybody at any elevation and altitude? Or is it more? Is it less? It's like, you know, I've like a gallon or 2 quarts.
Well, I'll tell you what the standard is, and I'm going to take the lead on this, only unless you want to, Gary.
Baby.
Okay, thank you, Vince. Okay, this is what it's 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, and that is anywhere you go, except if the sun shines and you are sweating. And then I'm not a water drinker, so for me, I'll drink 4 glasses, and then when I feel dehydrated, I'll drink another 2 or 3. But the problem is that you lose water through your sweat. And so if you're at an altitude and you're not sweating, then you can stick with the 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. If you are sweating and your body is overexerted, then you have to add. And what we always say, too, for sports, and I love sports, so here I go, you have to, between your two waters, you have to replenish your electrolytes. because, you know, you can drink water and you can be dehydrated just from water. And you're dehydrating your electrolytes in your body, yes. So what you have to do when it's really a hot day, Gary, in Texas, because we do this in Florida, is between every 2 to 3 glasses of water you drink, you need to drink a Gatorade. Now, I don't like names, brands, but, you know, whatever that you like that has all the electrolytes in it. And it should be 2 to 1 in the summer and 4 to 1 in the winter. And that's the standard for nursing and health and nutrition.
Hmm.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is there a recipe? You know, because I've seen some of the electrolyte recipes. It's like, what is it? I mean, it's something like, you know, a little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar, a little bit of baking soda, something like that. What is the recipe that you can make your own electrolytes? Maybe, and if you don't have that, maybe you can look that up and tell us next week. Because that would be cool to know.
It would be a tough sell for you to make it on your own. I will tell you that because of the stabilization in the product. So you're going to drink it right away. And you might have to have about 15 items to do that. And that's why I will get you the recipe, absolutely. But it's so reasonable because you can get the off-brand names for, like, I didn't think you know, they're so cheap that I don't think you'll be able to buy it much cheaper. But I will have the recipe for you guys.
Cool. That'd be awesome. I look forward to hearing that.
Yeah.
Well, as usual. I'm going to say, as usual here on Mondays, we got people chomping at the bit and waiting in line here to talk to you guys. So it's like, you know, you're our popular magical Monday people here. So, and that's what I put out there with it's magical Monday.
I love it. Thank you.
All righty. Well, let's start out here. And guys, what we're going to do here today is we'll have you on. It's like you can, you know, you get a little bit of Gary, a little bit of Bonnie, a little bit of both there, but you only get one question, okay? We're not going to take 15 or 20 because, you know, if you want those, it's like that's when you go to that www.psychicsgonewild.com and click on their information and get yourself a reading from them. But here on air, we have people, you know, we answer one question, and then if you like, you know, how that sample question goes, then you book a private reading with our readers, because what really is amazing with this is that when our readers are on air, you guys have no idea. It's like we are a live show. It's like we don't pre-screen our callers. You know, we don't do any of that. You know, it's kind of like life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So this is truly, live people that's doing live stuff here. And it's like, but if you like what you hear, then that's the time to say, hey, you know, I need some private time, because when a reader can really focus on you one-on-one, that's when they do their best, because they don't have all this, you know. Oh, and yes, earlier, Bonnie, yes, Mercury is still in retrograde until July 20th, in case you were wondering.
Yes, I did have that feeling.
Exactly.
Yes.
All righty, so here we go with 720. 720, you are on live with us.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello. Who we got?
This is Ivatar, and hello to your guests as well. This is Ivatar.
Hello.
Okay.
And what can
we do
for you today?
I have a question. I just, in my birthday, I went into a one-year cycle, which is new beginnings. So my question is about new beginnings, because I feel like every area of my life there's a new beginning. So that's what my question is about.
That's you, Gary.
Okay, well, do you want to? Who would like to start out with this, Bonnie or Gary?
Let me give a lithomancy reading. That'll kind of cover the next couple months. And for those of you all listening, the style I use, you can either ask one question or you can kind of go for a general reading over the next couple months, which is what I sort of specialize in, very interesting methodology called lithomancy. And this involves 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, and then 6 on life. And you might be able to hear them there. I charge them up in my hands. And caller, in just one moment, I'll tell you when they feel warm. And all you're going to have to do is say drop. And then I'm going to drop stones, and I'll tell you in general what I see for the next couple months. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me get your final energy into them here. They feel good. Anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say.
Drop.
Okay. Well, indeed, you are coming into a new feeling about yourself. You've been through a lot of healing, and you've applied a certain amount of techniques and decisions in the direction of re-inspiring yourself, and that's a good thing, which is it's going to bring a lot of power and a lot of an emotional satisfaction into your life, because what you've processed and what you're going to be processing this first week and a half or two is going to let you really realize that not only is the best times ahead of you, but how to take the best of your decisions, of the past, of what you've been through, and see how it's going to help you form a new commitment about yourself, about balance, about principles, about how you feel about things, how you're going to work around obstacles, how you feel about men, and how you feel about relationships. So there's a lot of that fresh energy that's coming in, and you should be proud of yourself, first of all, in the fact that first thing you've done is decided that you want things to be better. And you've let go of enough of the past to move on forward with that, and that sort of sets up the process here that you're going to be going through in the next 3 months. Because by the fourth and the fifth week here, you really do have a lot of support. You have a lot more direction. You have this feeling of like magic back in your life where you're and a lot of it has to do with the organization you're in the second and third week here. You have this feeling of magic back to where you're able to see what you want to your next step is and actually move that direction. It also feels like things around your place are getting a new go. It could be both your mental, spiritual, and psychic energy, but it also feels like sort of like a launching pad for you in this new decision-making process you're going to be going through here in the first couple of weeks. Because by the 8th and 9th and 10th week here, with the Life Stone and Uranus and Neptune, you're opening up a lot of fresh options in your life that you sort of had to let go of, the doubts and the insecurities, in order to get this new series of possibilities happening and to where you can work with them. They're not just out there for somebody else, but they're actually there for you too. And that gives you, from the 9th to the 12th week on, really good feelings about love, about emotions, about how you've looked back in the past. By the end of this 3 months period, you're going to be able to look back and realize the decisions that you've made and how they've helped you recenter yourself, rebalance yourself, and establish these new priorities. And you'll be able to process that and not only use that more in the future, but the Sunstone is outside the circle, and that's showing that what you're learning through this 3 month period about having what's been difficult and turning it around, it's going to show you how much power you have left in the future of your life that you kind of have been wondering about. So that's kind of in general what I'm seeing, and you can always listen back on the archives if you speak kind of fast, so you can always listen back in the archives. But that's basically what I'm seeing. Be proud of the decisions you've already made about moving forward, because they're starting a process for you that's going to continue to work in your favor. Really, you've been through the tough parts. Does that make sense to you, girl?
That's amazing reading. I didn't get your information. Can you give it to me again?
Sure. It's G-A-R-Y, Gary, W-I-M-M-E-R.
W-I-M-M-E-R.
Gary Wimmer. Yeah, like swimmer, no M, no S. W-I-M-M-E-R, Gary Wimmer. The it's of interesting art. I wrote a book on this for those of you listeners who would like to explore this. It's called Lithomancy. I learned it 30 years ago, and very few people I know. I work at psychic fairs. I do festivals, all these things, and I'm the only person who's doing this. And as the lady said, it's amazingly revealing because it's very picturesque. I'm actually looking at the stones and how they point and touch and the subtleties with how they interrelate. And, you know, maybe it's my engineering mind. I'm an electrical engineer from way back when. But I actually see patterns, and they actually point, and they show me sort of what's under the surface. And in 30 minutes, I can go into a lot more detail. But thank you for the compliment. I like to know that I'm helping people.
Okay, so I want to make sure I got this right. Is that GaryWimmer.com?
Yeah,
or what?
GaryWimmer. You can find me. You put Gary Wimmer into a search engine, you'll find me.
Okay.
And Ivatar, you can also go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, and Gary has a page there, and so does Bonnie. So if you don't catch it on there, you can always catch catch us all there, and it's like, and it'll have all his contact information there.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
So Bonnie,
can I ask? Oh, did
yeah,
Bonnie? Did you have anything to add to
today? Well, I'd like to ask. Sure. I'd like her to ask me a question about romance or love because I'm starting to feel some things. So I need you to ask me one question.
Okay. I don't know how to word it because right now I'm not in the relationship.
No,
and,
you're not.
And I haven't really been that open, so I am beginning to open up to a new relationship. So is that good enough?
I felt when I was listening to Gary, who is excellent, by the way, and thank you, Gary, because I know you're excellent. I feel like there is nobody there, but you do have somebody in mind, and I think you're scared to even approach that person or feeling. And I believe that you feel really good inside when you think of this gentleman or whoever you're thinking about. And I believe that you can't hold it back. And I would say that, you know, I think it's a good time for you. You say you have new beginnings. I believe everything is a learning lesson. So, honey, if I were you, I would start making a little bit more gestures and let your feelings be known.
But, Bonnie, he's in a relationship.
But I feel that the relationship he's in might have a problem in itself. Now, I don't think you should go after – I'm not one that will tell you that, you know, you have to go after somebody else's relationship because – I'm not a big believer in that. I don't think there's anything that's healthy that comes out of it. But I have this feeling he needs some help. And I would make my – you don't have to be overly sexual about it, but what I'd like you to see you do is kind of just broach it as a friend. He knows you have a crush on him. I really believe he does. And I think that this relationship could be a good one for both of you.
Well, you know, the last time I saw him, when I asked him, you know, he energetically, he just pushed me away. And maybe the reason why he did that, because she was there. And I wasn't flirting or anything like that. I just asked him for a business card. And energetically,
he feels you. He knows that you like him.
Yeah. So what was that all about? He just pushed me away. You know,
I feel that it's the time. I can't tell you why, but I think that approaching him as a friend, you know, as with less force, because I think he felt your energy, and I think he felt that you wanted something and you were sexually or maybe emotionally or attracted to him. So if I were you, I would go in with the more like, you know, we have a lot in common. I really like you. Let's see where we could, you know, I'd like to be your friend. I'd like to see where this leads. Because I think there's something missing in his life. So I think this is a good time to reapproach that.
Wow, that is amazing. Because I just said I was just going to move on.
I would like not to see you do that because I think he needs something. And I don't know what it is from you that he does need, but I would reapproach it in a different way. Instead of a sexual or a romantic way, let's try, you know, we have a lot in common, and I just really would like us to at least talk. And I think you'll find out a lot about him when you do that.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
You're welcome. Good luck, girl.
All right.
Okay.
And thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
All righty. And going on. Anybody need a drink of water yet, or are we good? And then we can go on to our next caller. I'm not hearing any responses, so all righty. Let's go forward here.
We're ready.
You're ready. All right. Let's see. Area code 631. I hope area code 631 is ready because we're rocking and rolling today.
Yes, I'm ready, and I'd like to know about my love life. My name is Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne, do you want to take that, Gary, first? Because I need a question. So would you like to take that first?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Because you're a woman, and I mean this in a complimentary way, you ladies are very complex, and love and relationships, as Bonnie knows and as you ladies all know, are very important to all y'all.
Yes.
You have that. Yeah, you do have that instinct. We have more of a conquering, you know, get the meal, get the job done, move on instinct. So love will all come up, always come up in reading. And as I'm saying this, I'm charging these 16 stones, and so they feel pretty warm. What's your name again, caller?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, whenever you feel it's right, all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple
drop.
Of months, okay?
Drop.
You're ready to go. Wow, you've got Mars right. You've got Mars here right in the center of the reading, next to the Venus, next to Jupiter, next to the Sunstone. You do have good things about relationships coming in your life, and you do have a lot of good energy happening for you. There's some things that you're going to obstacles you have to work around of. Situations around your environment, around getting things organized, about plans, about restructuring. And there are some things in the second to third week that have to be worked out as far as let go, process, move forward, getting like it's like a transitional period. But by the fourth week, the love stone comes in very strongly, and it kind of hooks up with this curvature between Mars, Venus, Jupiter, and Sun. So there is some things you're going to go through in the first and second week. They're going to be a little taxing. But by the third and fourth week here, love just takes a completely different bound. So if you're in a relationship, you're either working things out, and if you're not, it sure feels like you're working things out either way, so it can happen again for you. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you've got the Sun stone lining up with Mercury and the Moon and commitment stone. And this is showing a lot of good decisions, emotional decisions, conscious decisions, following your signs, getting good instinct, using your intellect. And this all is sort of by putting to the commitment stone, it's showing how you have a like a fresh vow, a fresh feeling of things. A fresh sense of, it's almost like strength, so things aren't so fragile in the future. You feel more confident about yourself in commitments of all sorts of things. Now, this can certainly include business commitments, but because you're asking about love specifically, it gives you a very smooth area coming in your life here from about the 7th to the 12th week here, where there's going to be a lot of fresh changes for you and a lot of good feelings about where your future wants to go. How you want to do it. There's a lot of luck returning, and there's the magic stone, the play stone, the sun stone, all reoccurring here in the last 3 weeks, are showing that you can make plans now in the future and feel more confident about them not only happening, but happening sort of the way you plan them, as opposed to, you know, your plans maybe not having that much effect on them. It feels like you've got your creative energy, your visualization energy, your spiritual energy lined up to where they're all firing on one cylinder. And it does feel like you've just taken some fresh steps recently about your place and about your life and about how you feel about men and relationships. And that's, like I say, that's why Mars is so strong here. It's showing your activity and your determination to get over whatever patterns you need to change within yourself. So love is going to flow like a good, solid, strong river. And that's what I see. I hope that makes sense to you.
It did. Thank you.
Wow. You too. Turn it over to you, Bonnie.
Oh, thank you. You know, the whole, can I ask you a question? I'm feeling uneasy, like you're unsure. And when I feel that, usually it's because you might be, have either gotten hurt before or you're just unsure of what you're doing right now with your relationships?
I kind of liked somebody for a long time, but I don't think he's ever going to make a commitment or like me more than I like him. So I'm going on a first date in about a half an hour with someone else.
Okay, let me tell you. You are really right. That first one, I'm vibrating very high, was not going to work out. And I really believe that this this date that you're going to go on, it is going to be a great thing. I don't think right away you'll think so, but it will give you the confidence and the commitment to say, hey, I'm okay, and that I can get my feet wet, and hey, this went really well. I might not feel real perfect with it, but this is absolutely the path that I need to walk on. And you need to just forget about that relationship that you had a while ago, because I still feel you're unsure about that. And I feel like that you wanted it to work out, and you're a little bitter that it didn't. So don't take that bitterness in with your next one. And go
this person I'm going to meet, I met him once, and he seems like very nice. I think we're going to hit it off and date. I do.
Oh, yeah. I think this is going to be really good for you. But I think that you've got to take the bitter. I feel like, you know, when you release one relationship to go into another, you got to make sure that you release all the bitterness from that relationship too. I know you're looking.
Will that other person ever call me back, or you think?
I think you're this one you're going out with now. Yes, you will see him. The one from before, I don't think you'll hear from him again. And if you do hear from him again, I'm going to tell you to run the other way, please. So. I don't feel that relationship for you is what you're going to really want in your life. I would tell you to please look at the reasons why it didn't work, because usually when you like somebody and it doesn't work, you end up looking for the same type of qualities in the next man, different jacket, same person. So what I ask you to do, and I can feel this, is take a look at why this didn't work out, why you like this gentleman so much and it didn't work out, what qualities you liked in him, and make sure that you don't get the same qualities as why it didn't work out in the next guy. And that takes some time to really process.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I concur. I concur. I think you got a good day tonight, girl.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let us call us back and let us know how that goes.
Yeah,
always I like those calls.
Love romance. I love romance.
All righty. Okay,
Fresh
we got a few more
wonderful.
Here. I was real cute. It's like, she's going on the first date, half an hour. It's like, how's it going to go? I do. I want to hear how that one went. Oh, goodness. All
well,
right.
Well, I told you how it was going to go, so we're happy,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Precisely. All righty. Let's see. Our next caller here is area code 352. 352. Oops. And let's see. We got three from 352. So the next three numbers are the 702. There you go. Yep.
Hello there. This is Cindy. How are you?
Hi, Cindy.
Hi,
thank you for taking my call. Hi, Gary. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Wow. My question today, I think I need to know about finances. I wanted to ask about relationships, too, but maybe I better stick to finances. Might be more important.
That's you, bud.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. A reading that will probably cover some things about finances and love. How would that be, sweetheart?
That would be excellent. And you
Susanna,
have read for me before, Gary, and you're awesome.
Oh, have I? Okay. What's your name again? I forgot that. Suzanne?
Cindy.
Okay, right. Suzanne was our last call. Yeah, I like how you just jumped in there, girl. <You know? laughs> Hi, I'm Cindy, and I'm ready to go. Well, Cindy, I'm glad the last reading was helpful. This will be a little shorter probably, but it was the last reading over the phone or in person or on the radio?
Yes, it was on the radio.
Okay. Okay, well, they've been pretty charged up since you and I have been talking, so all you have to do is say drop whenever you feel it's appropriate, my dear, okay?
All righty, drop.
Okay. Well, you are going through a lot of changes with right now the way you see yourself, not only in terms of relationships, but in terms of Saturn, what your foundation is, who you are, how you're going to see yourself, how you want to plan your world, and so forth. And this is very empowering for you because it's it's kind of like two things going on at once. One, you're expanding in all your ways of thinking and the ways of seeing yourself because you know you have to. It's almost like you have to have more arms to connect to more possibilities. So it's like six fishing lines is better than one, that sort of thing. So I see a lot of expansion and diversity in you at the same time that very process actually gives you a stronger foundation. Because as you go through the next week and a half to 2 weeks, with both the Life Stone, the Magic Stone, and Neptune, you're starting to really see more confidence in yourself, more of your uniqueness, and that tends to mean marketability because you're not just one of a pool. You're a special human being with this special gift and this special personality. And the more you look at it that way, the more you're building this front up in a completely different way than things have happened in the past with both relationships and business that have kind of let you shell shock in a way. So this new direction you're going and the new way you're wanting to see yourself and make plans is going to give you both flexibility and this new foundation and help you start by the second into the third week to really recognize that, wow, I actually have the power to decide where I want to go and how to make things happen. So think outside your box quite a lot because this is the time to do that. It not only breaks past patterns of doubt, it opens up future possibilities and strengths, and that gives you a lot of emotional confidence, and that brings you around to by the second and the third week, this becomes sort of your fresh pattern. So rather than having the doubts and the lack of possibilities bother you, you're starting to see the numerous possibilities there are around and how to connect them in different ways. And I wouldn't be surprised by the second into the third week if you get some response from people maybe away from your area or outside your environment that are trying to contact you, perhaps some sort of return contact that you have either made or will be making. But by the fourth and fifth week here, you do have a lot of good expansion. You've got luck, Jupiter, and the Mars stone all working together. So this way you're looking at yourself in, like I said, in more expansive terms, having six arms instead of two, having five talents instead of just one, and having a very strong vision of yourself. As you go through that in the next couple of days and week, and it becomes more and more of your like new commitment to yourself, it starts opening a lot of luck and opportunities, and people start responding back to you by the third and fourth and fifth week. There might be some things you could even do in your home that you'd be thinking about. There might be some people who are sending you like sales or negotiation, that type of work you could be doing. Because it feels like by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, not only are you connecting a lot with people, but you're probably in a position where resources and finances are working a lot better for you, probably by the third and fourth week here. So by the seventh and eighth week, your communication skills, your decision-making, along the lines of prosperity and empowerment and happiness and all that sort of thing, have really turned around from sort of the difficulties you've been through into this new pattern of thinking, breaking your cycles, thinking outside the box in the first couple of weeks, bringing in this fortune by the third and fourth and fifth week. So by the sixth and seventh week, you'll recognize a lot of the decisions you've made and how to sort of apply that to your other parts of your life, whether it's relationships or strength or home, all those sorts of things. And by the ninth to the 12th week here, a lot of the doubts you've had about relationships have also been cleared out because you're starting to get this confidence within yourself on a lot of different levels here in the first couple of weeks. You've already sort of moved into this territory. You know what I'm talking about seeing your creativity expand rather than the glass half full rather than half empty, that sort of thing. And by the end of this three-month period, you not only have healed a lot about past relationships and brought your confidence level up, but you've actually got finances working a lot better for yourself, maybe some part-time things, but it seems like one thing kind of leads into another, this momentum you're starting the first week and a half to two with your sheer determination to break out of your box, to think in new ways, and to visualize empowerment and reward and success and winning rather than the fact that some doors have closed. There's a hell of a lot more that can open, and that's kind of what I'm seeing for you in the future, because you do get a lot of satisfaction beyond this three-month period with both career and commitments, relationships, and so forth. I hope that makes sense to you, girl.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hi,
you
Jenny.
Too. Turn it.
Hi.
Hi. Can you, I'm being asked for you to ask me. My guides are saying that you just ask me a question about your, I'm getting a feeling for your relationship. Can you ask me,
okay.
ask me one question that you need to find out?
Do you see a long-term relationship coming for me anytime soon? I had gotten out of a long-term relationship that ended up going nowhere and just repeating a very bad cycle, so I got out. And that person is trying to come back around, but again, it's not, that's not anything to go back to, but the intentions of the relationship we had there was a permanent, lifelong, you know, partnership.
Yes.
So do you see that type of relationship coming for me? Or
I think, Cindy, I absolutely see that somebody will come into your life. I hope that you will not accept, again, this gentleman. I think that you will be disappointed again. I do see somebody coming into your life. I don't know. I don't see it in the next. I think that that long-term commitment will be after you've seen a few different people. Again, like the last caller, and I beg you and implore you to sit down and look at the qualities that you just looked at with this gentleman that you were with, because there's qualities there you're looking to put into another gentleman. And the thing is, those qualities aren't what you should be looking for. And so try to be open to, I always tell my clients that if you have had, and several of them have had two marriages and or two big boyfriends, and I always say, oh, can you tell me about them? And yeah, they look different, and they might have had different jobs, but they were almost the exact same type of person. And when they realized it, they said, oh, but that's what I'm attracted to. And what I usually tell them is this. Take a 160-degree turn from what you're looking at and just try it. Because what people don't realize is sometimes what they're attracted to doesn't always work. But sometimes the other side actually complements you better. So what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing is you're going to have a couple people come in, and I do see a long-term relationship for you down the road, but have fun with some of the short-term ones, because I think you're going to have to, you're going to look at these short-term ones and dates and things that you might have, and you're going to look at them and say, wow, I don't want that anymore. Or, oh, I love that quality in him. I'm going to look for it. It might not work out long term, but the next guy that does, that's the quality I want to see in him. Because I'm getting that you want certain things out of a relationship, and they might not be the things you should be looking for right now. So, you know, make a list. Another good thing is if you make a list of all the qualities you want in a guy or a girl, it depends on, you know, who I'm talking to, and then look at that and put all the ones you don't want and save that list, because when you start dating, take the five non-negotiables on each side and start weeding them out. And I do see a long-term relationship for you, Cindy, but I see some short-term ones coming up soon.
Okay.
I think that's a fun thing. I think that's, Cindy, I think that's life showing you, hey, this is what I want, and no, this is what I don't. So that when you do meet that long-term relationship, you are going to be so in love, and it is going to work for the rest of your life.
Good. And I'm not out looking right now. I mean, my focus has been 100% on my finances and my business and career and
yes,
starting over. But on the background, there's still that, you know, I still do want that long-term permanent relationship, but I've not been out looking for it because I have my other focus is more important to get, you know, stabilized financially.
First. Yeah, don't settle. Don't settle, Cindy. Don't settle. You just keep looking because they're coming and you'll have several. But don't settle because you think that you want to be in a long-term committed relationship, because it will happen. But if you settle, it's not, then it doesn't look, you know, like then it's never, ever permanent. So just be careful and have fun out there and look and see what you really want to last forever.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for taking time with me today.
Our pleasure.
Well, we love
no
you,
problem.
Jessie.
Call us back and let us know how it goes, please.
I will.
Like
thank
to
you.
Awesome. All righty. And moving right along here. I think we're going to get through our queue today. I'm so excited. It's like we're just clicking right along here, guys. Okay, we have area code 561. 561, you are on with us. Gary and Bonnie.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, this is Lisa from Florida.
Hi, Lisa. How can Gary and I help you?
Hi, Gary. I want to ask you, I have been living with family since last summer, very, very challenging, and I've been trying to look for a job to get back on my own, and so I want to see when you see maybe this might be coming for me. I'm getting very – I just applied to a bunch of jobs at the college where I've been attending. I'm just hoping that something comes through because I'm being bullied to get out of where I'm living by my sister and her daughter, and it's just been almost abusive atmosphere.
Would you like a general reading, which I'm sure would cover some of those issues?
Yeah, that would be great.
What's your name again, sweetheart?
Lisa from Florida.
Lisa, okay. Lisa, I'm charging these stones up, and I'll tell you what I can see, and they'll probably give you some insight on all these issues. And so they're getting kind of warm, Lisa. All you have to do is say drop whenever you feel it's appropriate, okay? Whenever you feel like saying drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, actually, you're going to start a fairly good cycle. It feels like you've been kind of like punishing yourself over things, and you don't need to. Life throws enough curveballs without adding to it. But you've got the Lux Stone next to Venus, and that's coming in close to the Magic Stone, the Sun, here just in the first couple weeks. The Commitment Stone, which has to do with opportunities and jobs and so forth, is right in the centers. So I can see that that is a focus for you. The first thing that I feel like is most important for you is to see yourself for all your worth, for all your balance, for all your harmony, for all your good skills. Before you clutter your mind with what the market is, see what you're good at. See how good you are. Do you see what I'm saying? Because when you start doing that here, even though you've done it and you've been, maybe you haven't got the rewards yet that you think, keep doing it. I mean, it's kind of like I've been
a
musician.
A
you make.
I got a reward last week. I made a Dean's List last week.
Well, good. See, that's the thing I was thinking about, mm-hmm. about your commitments, about your satisfaction with yourself. Because the Magic Stone right next to the Sun Stone in the first week are showing you that just certainly was part of that. But other things, too, where you're starting to really see your worth. And that's the most important thing. Because when you clearly see your worth, other people can see it. And that's what it feels like you're going through here. Because by the second and into the third week here, it feels like you're going to impress some people. That you maybe, some of them you may have already impressed. They may be getting back with you. But there's a lot of expansion of you getting close to reaching your dreams here, probably in the next couple weeks. There's people kind of come out of the woodwork, some surprises, maybe from people that you've known or worked with that either know about you and some sort of like possibilities coming from kind of out of the clouds. Almost sounds like we're underwater. Is that something on your end?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well,
I thought that
whatever
was you,
it was.
Gary. I thought you were screaming on the floor.
Yeah? Hello?
In any case.
Oh, my goodness.
The optimism you're going to feel for yourself, part of it with this recent win that you've had, is going to stimulate more and more of your own feeling of worthiness, marketability, and so forth. And it feels like as soon as you kind of get over your doubts with that new feeling and get over your doubts, you're going to start opening up all sorts of fresh opportunities. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, I think you're going to be surprised at what all is happening for you. I really do. I don't think it's that far away. The delay seems to have been sort of so you can like maximize your marketability within yourself. Because when you do find the right place and right job, you're going to really need that, you know, super confidence, so to speak. So by you, even though you haven't got the exact job you want yet, that's making you kick a little harder and stand stronger and feeling more determined. So it's getting your, it's like wrapping the spring up real tight. So when it has a chance to expand, it's going to be very powerful for you. And you keep that in your mind because it will work that way. And like I said, the thing that you mentioned, the win or whatever you just got, I felt that sort of seeing yourself in your balance and your greatness and your skills and all that sort of thing. Because from the 7th and 8th and 9th week on, you just got a lot of good things happening for you. You've got people connecting with you. It feels like you've got good businesses. You may have to do some traveling. But it also feels like it's opening up new things for you about love, too, and family in the future. So this whole feeling right now in the next couple of days, a week, of you feeling, of seeing yourself as, man, I'm in the perfect time, in the perfect place, because you know what? That's where you are. So accept it as being great, not less than adequate. See the glass is not only half full, but filling up and getting more full. You got the talent. You got the ability. Take the momentum that you've gained and double it. Why not? Does that make sense to you, girl?
Oh, yeah, this has been a really, it's been a very strange journey the past 5 years, because I've been, I started school 4 years ago, and I had to change my major a few times, and I just recently changed it back, and now I'm getting a lot of resistance from this family I'm living with. They think I'm on the wrong road, and they just keep almost antagonizing me and hitting, you know what I mean? It's like the negativity is killing me. I try
to
stay out of the I live in the library.
Remember wherever you are, wherever you're at, we make a moment-to-moment judgment at all times, whether we're going to lash back or be wise and smart and conscious. And with the Venus right in the center, as Bonnie knows, make all those relationships work, all of them.
Especially
turn
yourself.
Turn it over to you, Bonnie.
Thank you, Gary. I was just going to say, the biggest thing I feel, and I love that you've switched majors, because that means that in your life path, that you're going to find something that, you know, I always say that, and that you have to love and be passionate anymore with what you work at, because you live, most people live 8 to 10 hours a day doing their work. So I think it's fabulous that you've changed, and it doesn't matter how many times you've changed. If you have the resources, or you get the resources, or you use your resources, at the end you will absolutely be content and happy. I do feel that there are relationship strains in your home and in your sister, you know, within your dynamic family. And the only thing I feel is you, I feel like you internalize them all, and I would too. So my biggest thing I would like to tell you to work on is really loving yourself, because you don't feel that they are giving you that respect. And I'm going to tell you, with more self-confidence that you can elude, that says, hey, I'm here in this world, I'm going to make a difference, and I'm going to do it right, they will fold, and they will absolutely start to come around. But the more unconfidence you show, the harder they work at you to do what they want. I can't. The feeling is that you need to build up your self-confidence and love yourself, baby, because when you do, they will all fall in line, and you are going to then make every day that you work at what you love count. So my suggestion for you is to work on your self-confidence and work on that level, and you need to say no to them, no, this is what I'm going to do. It doesn't matter if I've changed three or four times. I'm sorry you're disappointed, or I'm sorry that I have to live here a little longer, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to be the best at what I do, and I've made no mistakes. And that's what you really have to show them in order for them to respect you and give you, then it'll all turn around, and they'll start giving you the respect that you need. But you got to love yourself, and that's what I'm feeling like you're starting to eat away at how you feel about yourself. So do some work with loving. It's a tough thing. It's not easy, especially when, you know, you've left, you know, or you're in school and looking for jobs. Your self-confidence isn't always there. So what I do feel is the best thing for you is get that self-confidence up. You're gonna kick the world, girl. But you've got to do it, and you've got to do it strong, and you've got to have confidence in yourself. And once you do, they will also come around.
I just don't know if I want them in my life because they've been so horrible to me.
Well, that could be a choice that you make once you get settled and once you build your confidence up. I do believe relationships have to work. Whether they work for, you know, you see them once a month, once a year, but cutting somebody off because they've treated you horrible, you have to look at yourself first. And then you have to say, okay, well, they've been destructive in my life and I don't really want them part of it, but I'm not going to get rid of them completely because they're here for a reason in your life. Whether it's to show you how to get better, or, you know, we all come down with knowing, you know, that we're working on things down here. And to me, they could be just pushing you to the limit that you actually break out and you have the self-confidence and you get the greatest job and you do well and they'll fold right in. I have that feeling. But if you choose to not want them in your life, let's first get you on your way to, you know, success before you actually cut anybody out.
Do you see the job in the school coming through? Because I put the dean's name down for reference.
You know what I see, and I do feel, and Gary, I think, has told you that you're going to have some great things coming your way with opportunities. And you know, I'm doing more looking into what's going on with you and your relationships, and I just feel like the biggest obstacle you have, and which I know you can overcome, is your self-confidence. You show self-confidence when you go for those interviews, and you will get them. You will impress someone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
I think you have a few opportunities that you've applied for. I don't know which one's going to come through for you, but what I do know is I'm hearing that your self-confidence has to come first. And once you convince yourself that you're worth it, everybody else will fall in line. Do you understand?
It definitely makes sense.
I agree. See your strengths, girl. See your strengths, not your weaknesses. See your power.
Yeah.
They say when people kick you, it's because, you know, they're seeing something inside themselves. So. This is I think a lot of these things my sister is doing to me is because of how bad she feels about herself.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely. And you know what? Mm-hmm. You've got to understand yourself before you can understand anybody else. So go for
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Stay inspired, sweetheart.
I will. Thank you.
Back in and let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha. All righty. And moving right along here, this is our, maybe Blog Talk's going to let us move right along. Not sure here. It had a moment there. Okay. All righty, here we go. Now for our second, it has Mercury, that's right. For our second caller from area code 352, the second number set of numbers there is 249. So 352-249. You are about
Hello.
There. We go. Now we go.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hi.
And who are we talking to today?
Andrea.
Andrea, how are you? This is Would you like a general reading, Andrea?
Yes, I would, please.
Okay. Those of y'all listening, as well as the host, we always forget that live radio does have its inherent lack of instantaneousness, so to speak. So sometimes things feel a little clumsy. You don't know who's going to talk next. So that's part of live radio, just like the curveballs in life. Now, having said that, my dear, and there's plenty of curveballs. Having said that, these stones feel nice and warm, so anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say, and I'll tell you in general what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay. Drop.
You're ready to go, girl. There you go. Okay, it feels like quit looking at the past as being where all your luck is, because you're about to start a whole new, very interesting cycle for yourself. You're starting to make some very empowering decisions about where you want to go, about how you want to feel about your environment also, because it feels like there's some things around your environment you're going to get more power and control over here in the next couple days and week. Now, there are things involving love and commitments and relationships that you're making decisions about and how they affect your home. These are, when issues come up, they come up for a reason so we can clear them out. So don't be intimidated by issues that come up around place, around relationships, around commitments, either current or past, because what it's doing, it's helping you process these things so that you can work, so you can move on without the clutter, so to speak, and without the doubts and without the fears. So, and of course, you know, soon, somewhere down your life, there'll be another pattern of fears and doubts that you'll have to work through. But it feels like these are coming to the surface so you can start really making plans that'll work your way, both relationships and prosperity and happiness and all that sort of thing. So the fact that you've already made some decisions to start seeing things in terms of, the best of my life is ahead of me, and I do have control. You've already started that process. So let that continue to work for you. Because as you clear these things out from the second and third week, by the third and fourth week, you've really started a good cycle of being able to get your plans to kind of unfold the way you want them to. There's a lot of good feelings about men. There's a lot of good feelings about opportunity. There's a lot of good feelings about your environment and so forth, and how you see fresh opportunities sort of appearing, that sort of thing. And a lot of it is because you're determining that you're a winner and that you deserve things to work right, and you are. So, yes, because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you've broken out of some patterns in your life for the better. You really have. You've got this new sense of, I can win, and yeah, life's flexible, but so am I. So you're getting all this sort of creative, fluid energy, so you don't get all kind of cornered in like you sometimes feel. You're learning how to work through obstacles a lot, and where there's walls, whether they're emotional walls or walls with men or walls with processes. You're making a lot of good, solid groundwork on everything lining up for you, because that's how this three-month cycle is ending up, with almost magic back in your life. It's really very strong for you. So when you do feel this opportunity is hitting you from about the fourth and fifth and sixth week on, because you have your hand on the faucet, turn it on full blast. Let the opportunities set a lot of things in play, a lot of fresh things, a lot of new ideas, a lot of new ways you feel about things, new plans you have, because that not only gives you a new foundation about yourself, but from the ninth to the 12th week on, you've got the life stone, the sun, the moon, and the magic stone, the luck stone, all lining up in a very, very solid way. So what you're going through in this next couple of weeks as far as decision-making, as far as getting the past and situations to where you get them cleared out and get resolved and move forward, that's not only helping you in the short term, it's helping you line up a lot of long-term ideas, goals about where you want to go, about how you want your life to unfold, about your environment, about relationships, about plans, and about business. All these things, it's helping them those all get lined up too. So don't be afraid in the next couple of weeks when you go through this clearing out process. It's actually going to be liberating for you. And as you look back, you probably go, wow, that was past due. So that's kind of what I'm seeing for you. You're starting actually a lucky cycle now because you're going to clear a lot of this doubt away and these things in the past away. So feel good about things, girl. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, especially the love life, because I met a guy, and he's really nice, but I'm kind of confused about him, and I don't know if it's just me, or I don't know.
Well, as Bonnie will tell you, follow your instinct, and it is a learning process, and with that, I'll let Bonnie fill in the gaps that I filled in for her.
I so love that. Thank you, Gary, because you know what? When she was talking, I knew she was had somebody, and I love everything you say. You're absolutely spot on. I'll tell you, I see this guy, and I'm getting the green light. So tell me, I love romance. I love relationships. I agree with Gary, and Gary has heard me say this. Every person that comes into your life is a learning curve. So, again, good relationships that don't work out, there's always something to learn, and it's the learning that's the most important thing. But I'm seeing a green light, girlfriend, so please tell me why you're confused.
Okay. Well, because you know how you have, like you told the last caller, you'll have a couple of people that come in your life, but they're not going to be the one.
Yeah.
I kind of feel that he is, but... like, I don't know if it's him, if he's backing away. He doesn't call me every day, and then I stop calling him because I want him to call me, and then I don't know.
You know what? It's so funny because men don't think the same way as women do. You know, do you ever hear the book Men Are from Mars and Women Are from Venus? You do know that estrogen and testosterone don't work well together all the time because they don't think the same. They work great when they're together and when it's harmonious. But a lot of times we in communication don't. And that's because guys usually don't play games. They don't get the games that we play. And sometimes if they're a player, we don't get the games they play. And that's kind of what I'm hearing. I don't think he really knows how you feel. I think that he thinks it's casual, and he's not sure about it. And I think that I don't think you shouldn't call him. I see the green light going. A green light doesn't mean you're going to be with him forever, but a green light tells me that this is a relationship that really you're going to start, you know, dating and having a relationship. So I would tell you to be honest with him and tell him, I'm confused. I thought we had we liked each other, and maybe I'm, you know, misinterpreting this, but I would like to see you again. And I think if you tell him the truth of how you actually feel, I think you're going to have a pretty pleasant outcome.
When you say forever...
Can I add one thing?
Oh, go ahead.
Can I add one thing to that, Bonnie, because you are so right about men and women thinking completely different. In a nutshell, I grew up with six brothers, and as a musician, I traveled a lot around a lot and before age and, you know, never made a commitment. And I swear to God, I'm a fairly smart guy. But at my 40th birthday in 1987, I'm 65 now, I was talking to a guy about women, and I said, you know, bro, they date me for a while, and then they leave after a year and a half, and he's rolling his eyes. He says, Gary, you're 40 years old. When are you going to realize women want a commitment? I swear to God, it struck me like lightning. So to you ladies, I'm a perfect example of some guy who was smart but clueless about that. I didn't grow up with sisters. I could never find out other than mutual sex why y'all were interested in us. That's how clueless I was about women. But I'm honest about it. I'm honest about it.
I know.
So,
this is funny, Gary.
And it's just pathetic but honest, I tell you. I learned.
I'll tell you what, you were made to just have waited for the one you're with. So you're quite lucky. But
I am indeed.
Yes, you are.
I certainly learned my lesson, but the truth is, you ladies are very complicated. Men are much simpler. Don't overtax yourself trying to overcomplicate us. You'll drive yourself crazy. What you see
Absolutely.
Is most of the time 90% of what you get.
Absolutely. And we are in the drama, and they aren't. So I'm going to tell you, if you really want to date this guy, and I see your confusion, and I don't know why because I see the green light, that would mean to me that you are play, that he, you know, that the games that you're thinking you're playing, he's not even considering. So if I were you, and you know, he's clueless. And I would, and listen, that's not a bad quality, because if you know that, then you know how to handle them. And that's what always, you know.
Well, I'm trying to figure out because I had to reset my phone and I don't have his phone number anymore. So it's kind of like, I don't know, he has to call me in order for me to get his number again.
Oh, I don't think, I'm hearing that's not true. There's ways to get it. Do you know anybody that knows him, or do you have his text, or can you get his email? Because I have a feeling you know how to get a hold of him.
I wrote him on POS. And
okay.
Because it's weird how we met. Just short story. I met him at the gas station, and I was like to my cousin, why is he staring at me? Then she was like, maybe he likes, see something he likes. End up being on POS, and then he wrote me, and that's it. And that's how we met.
I think he'll answer you. Do it again. Just said, I lost my phone. You know, it was just the truth, or and I don't have your number. But if you would like to date me, you know, I'm very available to do that. I think that we had a connection, and I'd like to see where that takes us. You'll hear from him.
Okay. But you said it's not forever. Do you?
I don't really know that. I'm not like I love romance and relationships, and I can see that, you know, you'll eventually have a forever man. I with this guy, I see a green light. So I don't know whether that's your forever man. I hope I'm always about like trying all different kinds to see what you're going to end up with, because we live so much longer now that when you are married 85 years instead of 45, it's a tough sell sometimes. So, and
right.
I know that's what's happened to a lot of people and a lot of Jerry, you know, we call them, you know, 60 and over. If they're married at 20, just remember you're going to be with somebody for 65, 75, 85 years. When we didn't live quite as long and you got married at 18, 16, and, you know, people lasted till they were 60, you were married 30 or 40 years. That was long. So I really love that when people wait to get married and wait to really know what they want in the world, because I think we'll have a lot less divorce. I think we'll have a lot less fighting and problems. And I think our energies will be better together. So I'm not going to tell you you're going to be with this guy forever, but what I see is a green light. And I always hope for my clients that they taste the world before they actually make that choice forever.
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
Yes, that's true. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Remember, you have to learn through experience. There's just no way around it.
Yeah.
You have to learn through experience. Love is one of the most complex things in life, and male-female relationships, or relationships in general. So, nobody comes in and gets the first relationship and works perfect forever. It just doesn't happen.
It's a miracle if it does.
I actually was in a relationship for 10 years.
10 years is nothing when you're looking at 40 or 50. So I think that's what Gary would say.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Everybody's so, you know, it's so beautiful and refreshing, because I love and romance, but everybody looks for that, oh my goodness, person, and they forget that the here and now is oh my goodness too. So my suggestion to young people and people under 40, 35 is, and I don't know how old you are, caller, but
30.
You know, enjoy the people you're with, and if it lasts and it grows and you want it to last forever, then it'll happen. But just don't push it, because I see young people, and not so much anymore, but young people want to push a long-term relationship because they just want to be in one. Just enjoy what you've got, and if it's going to last forever, it'll evolve to that.
It's funny that you said about the list, because I actually made a list, and I have it up on my little
release board. And
awesome.
the first one, believe it or not, was Nice Smile. And guess what? He had a nice smile.
Well, how's the other four
going? Oh, you manifested. See, that was really good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, please call back and let us know how this goes, and because we want to hear some more about this.
Please
okay.
do. I'm always available.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're
all
righty.
Thank you. All righty. And our next person here looks like they're calling in on Skype, Mr. Donald. Mr. Donald, how are you doing today?
Hello, how are you?
Really?
Hi, Mr. Donald.
Okay. How was calling
would you
in?
Like a general? Would you like a general reading? Go ahead.
No, I was actually focusing on romance and business.
Okay, Gary, why don't you take the business?
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll just...
You're in new business.
I opened a shop back in October and just trying to balance some things out, because I also do a lot of work on the internet too as well. And it's just me going back and forth, working on the internet, working in the shop, and that's it.
Are you talking about
Donald,
your romance? I don't know. Well, where
no.
are we, Gary? Are you throwing the stones yet, or did you want to do the stones first? Is that what...
I was talking about business first. I opened a shop up in October. I have a little psychic shop, and I also do psychic readings on the internet on a website that I work for. So I was like, sometimes I feel pretty tired, but I want more business.
I've known Don here for a while. I met him when I was in Colorado Springs, and it's really interesting because one of the things we always talked about was when you're doing psychic readings, it's really hard to read yourself. So I'm really kind of honored that he called our show here, and thank you, Don, for calling in, because we love giving the second opinion. It does. It's really a lot
yeah.
nicer, when people realize, you can't see the forest for the trees, and it's really hard to read your own stuff.
I love that. Don, I'm so proud of you, because Gary will tell you I had a birthday this weekend and he read for me. So I totally understand, and I'm happy. We all love to read for each other, so we're proud and honored to do that for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm going to leave it
well,
to you, Gary.
Donald, while y'all been talking, I've, excuse me, that's Texas, y'all. While you people have been talking, I've been charging these stones up. Hey, we got Rick Perry here. I'm embarrassed. Anyway, having said that, Donald, I'll tell you what, these stones are warm. Just say drop whenever it feels good for you, and I'll tell you what I'll see about your situation, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you do have a lot of healing ability. There's no doubt there, because Pluto's right next to Mercury. Mercury represents techniques, decisions, and so forth about this. So it feels like what you're going through in the first week and a half or two is almost like healing yourself of your own doubt about how quick you can make things work. It's sort of a mental play on yourself. Use your own ability to sort of see how you're going to get your clock working in your favor. Because you've got the magic stone, which represents timing here. In about 2 weeks, it feels like you're going to be connecting with a lot of people beyond your environment. It's going to expand. But how do you get there? The first thing I feel is Mercury also represents all sorts of communication, advertising, letting people know, that sort of thing. And that's real, even though we're in a retrograde right now, it feels complex and kind of contradictory. But... it will come out, and in the next week and a half to two, I feel you getting a lot more emotional confidence within yourself. And also, it feels like by the second and into the third week here, there's a lot of fresh plans that are going to come into play about your business. You're going to be able to take a lot more action. Kind of in a delay right now because of almost like you have to decide that not only are you good enough to do what you do, but how... it's almost like you deserve this to start working for you. Now, are you in a relationship right now?
No, I haven't. should have a couple of girls. Anyway, that doesn't sound, that is, not the way, not to put that, that doesn't sound right. But I mean is, I have a lot of, I mean. I'm a contradiction to men are from Mars and women from Venus, because I'm a Taurus. I'm in Venus, okay? So I relate to women really well, so I have a lot of girlfriends. But there are two particular women in my life right now which I wish would go further. And one was named is Lily, and the other one is named Heather.
The reason I was asking is because both you've got the Moon and Venus and Uranus and Luxstone and the Sunstone all right in the center, right next to the Pluto stone. So what this is showing that not only do women bring you luck, but it kind of keeps you confused at the same time and motivated. It does all sorts of things to your chemistry. But women can bring you luck and can bring you fresh ideas, fresh contacts, fresh inspiration, fresh ideas. It's almost like if you use the women that you do know to help you get more work, that'd be quicker than trying to get the men that you know to work to help you. Because you've got a lot of female energy is going to bring you a lot of changes of luck in a very positive way. And I feel by about the third and fourth and fifth week, things are really taking off for you in so many ways. We're getting close to time, so I'll kind of go quick here. By the fifth and sixth week here, it feels like you not only have a foundation on your business a lot better, because you're going to start noticing that in 2 weeks, but I think you're going to feel more like committing yourself. I think you're going to want more and more of a one-to-one relationship or feel better about a particular relationship, that sort of thing. And by the end of this three-month period, again, going kind of fast here, you've got Jupiter pointing back to Mercury. So the decisions you're making here in the next couple of days and week about expansion, about communication, about techniques, about how to use female energy to help you in a very non-selfish way, but a very spiritual way, that's going to open up a lot of luck for you here in expansion. By the end of this three-month period, it's going to be things can be taken off a lot better for you. And beyond this three-month period, things even look better. Both your home business and business elsewhere, like, you know, bookings and that sort of thing, seem to expand. So again, the first thing I feel is you recognizing your own healing gifts and being very well balanced with them. You know, the confidence with them and so forth. Now I'll turn it over to you, Bonnie.
Oh, I love that. Oh my goodness gracious, I don't even know where to start. Let me just clear up a couple things that this isn't the romantic part, but I feel like I totally, when Gary came out of the gate, absolutely. I think that I think that you're drained. I can feel the energy, and I don't know whether it is because you feel that you're not getting enough recognition or you're not getting enough confirmation, and it might be false. I don't know, but that's how I feel your energy feels. And I'm going to tell you that that energy draining is the reason that you're seeing a lot of what you're feeling. And I'm looking at, and I absolutely think that if you change your marketing techniques, and there's something about your marketing, and I don't know what it is, but your marketing has to change. And once that marketing changes, your business is going to get back where you want it, and psychically you are going to feel the energetic pull again. Now, as far as the women, because I love this. I knew that you didn't have anybody, and I knew that you had several women. And I know that you're a yin energy. And I love that, and there's a lot of men that have the yin energy because we all have estrogen and testosterone in our bodies. So just because you relate to men doesn't mean that you don't know what Mars is, by the way. But there is one girl that you're looking at, and I don't want to say her name because you said both of the names, and she is looking at you too. And when you talk to this one, she smiles and flutters her eyes a little bit. So take a look at which one does that. And I think her heart is yours. But I believe because your energy is a little low right now, you don't see it. And I think you're going to want her too. And I think it'll be a good combination. And I know which one it is, but I'm not going to say it on the air. And I think if you look for the clues that I told you, you're going to be very happy. And I see it coming pretty quickly. And that might help your energy also, because I do see that you see a lot more women than men in your business. And that's just inherent in this anyway. But
yeah, it's like, what is it, like 85% of women that we do readings and stuff for? Yeah,
and that's why you relate well to them, and that's why it's so good for you. But the energy's got to come up, the marketing's got to change a little bit, and take a look at the one that's fluttering her eyes at you and smiling, because this one's fluttering her eyes and you're not noticing.
Well, I was just wondering, because there's one I talk to all the time when we talk to each other. She always has a tendency to look back at me like 3 or 4 times. And like she doesn't, I don't know what it is. It's like she just keeps talking, like she doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, okay, because I know which one it is. I could say the name, but I, you know, because I don't, because it's on the radio and sometimes I, you know, you don't want anybody to really know. I can tell you that it's the one, and again, you can call me back or you can call me on my phone that I've, you know, I leave on the website, which is my work phone, and I will tell you. But that might be her. But take a look at her eyes, because she doesn't want to leave, and she's fluttering those eyes. And I feel your heart drawn to her and her heart drawn to you. And you've got – the reason you haven't gone for it is because of this lower energy, how you feel about your business and what's going on, and you just don't want to take another – you don't want anything else to drain you. Well, this isn't going to drain you. This is going to actually give you energy. It's going to vitalize you. You're going to have a new look on life. And she might be able to help you with redoing your marketing. And I'm not a big marketing person because I don't really know how to do it. I had to hire somebody for that. But I feel you know how. And you know what you're doing. And you need to change your techniques. You're going to be great.
Yeah, and that's why I've been doing my radio show. Like it's like trying to balance everything out, because I also do my radio show. But I have a co-host, but she's the person that shows up. We have a great time. But the idea of doing the work, I got
to
do it all.
Yeah,
so.
You have to find that right blend. Like, I'm so happy, and I hope, and I know, I feel like Gary knows this, but Gary and I we just click, and I just love everything about him, and I'm hoping he does the same for me. So it works. It works very well. And that's what you have to find even for your radio show. The marketing, again, I'm just hearing this from my guides. Your marketing has to change. Your energy has to come up. There's nothing wrong with your business that you have to worry about, because the reason you're thinking it is because of your low energy level, and that is because you're drained, and you need to find a way to get that back.
Makes sense.
Me too.
And I love the girl that's coming for you. So, and I know she's there, and I know you know who it is, and I feel your heart, and I feel her heart. So go for it.
Okay, cool.
She'll be calling you back, I can tell.
My concern is that the one girl I was talking about who does my co-hosting, she's one of them, and she is so freaking, like, we'll just say flighty, and she knows it.
Is she the one that flips her eyes at you?
Tell you the truth, I haven't really noticed, but
start looking, because it's the one that... she has like butterfly eyes. It'll be like you'll notice as soon as I told you that. Now you'll notice, and it is her way of telling you it's okay. That's her signal to you.
Okay, because that was the reason I asked the question, because the one I was telling you about, I just talked to her the other day. We had a really nice conversation. That was really nice about the whole thing. And as we were leaving, she hugs me without even asking, and I was like, okay, rubbing up. And then he has a tendency rubbing my back. I was asking my friend, who doesn't really give me a lot of insights, but I was just saying, am I reading too much into this? And she's like, no, maybe, kind of, sort. I was like, okay, thanks. I'm actually really more confused now. So she
well,
was.
Okay.
Like, she was.
Well, I gave you the clues, and if you want to call me back, I can tell you who I think it is, or I know it is. And the thing is that it'll be interesting for you to look at both of them. I kind of feel there might be somebody else too, but. And make that take, and when you see those butterfly eyes flirt at you, take the leap, because it is her.
Okay, no problem.
And I love the energy. I love the energy of the two of you. So find it, because it'll help your energy.
All right. No problem.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in today. It's like, you know, long time no here. It's like, glad to hear from you. Glad to know things are going good. It's like, yeah.
Yeah,
so
thank
awesome.
You. Yeah, have a good one.
All righty.
We love
you.
You
too.
We love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All righty. Well, guys. We got like 15 seconds. It's like, my apologies to the people in the queue. It's like, thank you for calling in. It's like time got away from us today. And, 10 seconds. We have NASA countdown. So, Bonnie, one more time, and Gary, one more time. Really quick, how do we find you?
Go ahead, Gary.
GaryWimmer. Gary Wimmer. Google it or go to Psychics Gone Wild, Gary Wimmer.
Bonnie Albers, allsmallletters.com, and that's my web page. You'll see my number, how to get in touch with me, and my email. And please do. I would love to hear from you, talk to you, and my appointments and everything are listed there.
All righty. And if in doubt, always can go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, and Gary has a page, and Bonnie has a page, and so does a bunch of other people, but it's like you can find us all there.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you,
Gary.
Thank you, Bonnie.
It's like always fun to work with you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye, guys.